In the name of Triune God, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, I ask to read for the introduction of the letter to the Ephesians, chapter 5, the verses 28 through 33, in the name of Jesus. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined into his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife shall see that she reverence her husband. Amen. I read this according to the old version. Although it's set in very clear, however, the end of the last verse sounds a little bit dry. She reverenced her husband. This tells us that through his Son, God takes care of his congregation, his body. He gives the biggest power, his love, to guide our steps. That I want to ask for the most important matter of this sermon, to choose this topic. Is a matter of which I have experienced many times, that the topics are going as a spiral in my mind. And many times I want to listen in my mind to hear what God wants to say with this. If we begin look for the topic of this text, here is the question: why the marriage is holy? Why here on earth is one way to live, which is holy? And it differs, deviates like Sunday of all the other days very much. I speak of this time when we speak of the fellowship. We speak of the spouse and others. And beside of that goes the will of God. Some speak of the foundation matter of creation, when God created man of the dust of the earth, for his picture he created them, and he created him already in Adam. I want to repeat this this is so very important, Alpha and Omega. Adam was in the paradise in the midst of all, which was permission to do and eat. Only one tree of which you must not eat. This is true even today. God's child is a child of freedom, but then God saw that it's not good to be that Adam is alone, and he wanted to make him the help which shall be with him. The new version enlightens this more, which is good for him, suitable for him. And here is spoken that I make him a friend who is suitable unto him. I want to keep this old version. I make him help which shall be with him. And then I come return to topic. I want to pray the word of God, how man is as a picture of God, how the picture of God may be among us according to the will of God. This explains the first of that. I make him help. Was it perhaps in the sermon of Arvo Pyykälä of the repentance of High Priest Zechariah? I give here some to escort you, and they are wonderful men. This way, we may speak of this, that this mystery is great. I speak of the congregation and Christ. And we want to hear what God wants to say. And we know that the will of God is good, but what does it mean unto me? The text of yesterday and today are joining to each other, that saved is and blessed is that who doesn't live in the counsels of ungodly counsels, but is missing the word of God and the law of God every day. Many times we doesn't want on our behalf to go to services or desire to become, to remain as a child of God. But the Holy Spirit is silently in our heart, is guiding us what is most important and precious unto us in journey to heaven. And this text is not only duty of a man in marriage, but this is a picture of the kingdom of God, because in God's kingdom the picture of man in man is complete. The kingdom of God doesn't make errors. The kingdom of God is the statue and foundation of truth. We heard two that I put in front of you, a wonderful stone which has seven eyes, and there was spoken of how God has meant man in the union with him. Then man is on this foundation, the translator asked me, when I am that kind of spirit ball and I don't want to say unto you beforehand, but I gave some thoughts when we are in front of this topic. And hope, and I know that God then opens those matters which are needful for us. Have you heard that the host says unto his servants that in the end of his work day that you have to serve me and bring me bread and drink? After our serving turn, we have to think, why didn't I say this or that? But most important is this, that God wants through this text in one way brighten and give hope unto our faith. The purpose was, when this day began, by Confortie, this is the basic message to man, that no matter, Christ is the king of his kingdom. This is the kingdom, not democracy. This one of this time, one phenomenon of this time is democracy. And if 75% says this way, so 25 cannot be the right. But here, also 99% of people say this, but God is right with his 1%. When we think the condition of this kingdom of God, when the law protects us, it is one tool of this time. And therefore, sometimes in these deep doctrinal matters may come into our mind. No matter if we are not one-minded in these matters, we have to give voices and elect. Therefore, during last different tens of years, the host of the discussion have continued the discussion and continued that we will become one-minded. This has a biblical foundation and it's good for us and the congregation. The Holy Spirit influences in God's kingdom and congregation in practice in us believers. But finally, God gives the right decisions. And this is the question in this text. This is not difficult to understand, that man has to love his wife as himself. This is not self-evident, but this is a gift. I say unto you, husband, that this is not self-evident, but God may give this kind of condition. I had in my life so many kind of situations and conditions, and I know only one reason. Have I to say, you know, what is the reason? That God's Spirit has given the sins forgiven first unto me, myself. Through that, you may see that the other is worth of bowing down. That have you strength enough to forgive me the sins forgiven? I want to say that I am so furious that we wouldn't have speeches in the evening at home. I want to say that this is a big gift that the spouse is loved. When this is based, this is of the marriage, but to all, God hasn't given a spouse unto everyone. Some doesn't desire or not get a spouse. Paul speaks of this matter. The message of Paul is there, that he knows all people. Paul was not stupid. We have heard of his education. He wouldn't have success if his computer on his shoulders wouldn't have been that kind, that he knows all which are coming there. And God allowed through him to come close, even this modern time, through this body of Christ, all the people, men and women, who have not spouse, they are promised. They are not alone. This is one very important message in this text, that man has got help. This portion of the Zechariah tells how this help is in the scorch. And then if during some time you cannot find this help, I may say that in the marriage all the times are not only honey, but there are difficult times in marriage too. But the Bible says that there is not tried faith, but in faith belongs that there is a fire into which you throw high and tree and stones, which are, and those which are stable in that fire, they are acceptable unto God. There are jewels, and there is this faith. And we may say that this time in many ways the world, through the understanding, flesh and blood, comes and trials us. But therefore, everyone has this friend, that friend, so that if I ask you who is your friend, you can say that you have one. And if not, you have not this moment. Don't be tired. You don't get tired. But God said unto Zechariah, I give here some to go with you, and they are marvelous men. I am appealing to the word of God, not on my own understanding that I could know all the friends of my other people. This background of paradise in creation that I give you help is necessary unto us. Therefore, it's necessary that when we in our little head are deciding these matters, do I go right hand or left hand, the alternatives we have to choose sometimes, then we would have help. This help is so great, and I want to show these matters in which you hear the word of God. The people who are invited to serve next year, they are taking care of how do you make these matters. Always I have marveled these flowers, which always are here. Who organizes these? These matters are not little matters. If God promises help, then I want to say here, who has to be with him? These are not requires, not as spouses, wife or husband, we never fulfill the will of God. But the congregation of God fulfills. The congregation of God is so faithful unto its bridegroom that it doesn't do anything without the counsels of bridegroom. In addition to that, it's a long waiting time that we will get to wedding. Think, all my long life we have waited for, and the weddings are not at hand. But that you may be in the same garment which was on Zechariah, that my badness is not visible, but the beautiful garment of Jesus, which is made beautiful as for the bride. I think that this word, which is old, thousands of years old, that God has had this element with him in this bride. Dear brother spoke recently of different cultures. Here all are decorated themselves as they want. I remember one brother that he had to take even a mirror for hold the body. Somehow this is a divine background that for this situation, holy situation, you may prepare yourself well. This kingdom of God is so very precious matter. the Bible says this in other portions of the Bible, that never keep the marriage as a relationship for fellows. It's a very different matter of which the world speaks. Although the spouse could be unbeliever, for example, to our children who are not believers, we say that get married, please. The Word of God, even in a formal way, gets a blessing, temporal blessing. And the most important destination and to follow the Word of God when you allow that God may give the feeling of the sensation of sin. Have you noticed that in these sermons the Holy Spirit has spoken unto those who are present here and who are around the media, and those who are not yet in grace, they are in unbelievers, which unbelief is a condition where you cannot find answers, because Paul says that they do this without knowing in unbelief. Father, forgive them because they don't know what are they doing. This is the foundation of our attitude when we think the unbelievers. They are not worse as we are, but they do it without knowing in unbelief. But the only counsel of love, which we said to be the most important, is in our life, that God would give unto them the sensation of sin. When the sin awakes, as Paul says, then man gets blind, then you need a friend who supports you, and this friend guides man around the living Word of God, or which one can get the living faith. This word will get by hearing, by also your prayer or study, how much you do. You don't enter into the kingdom of God. But it was acceptable to God save those who believe the simple sermon. Therefore, in the Word of God, there is always this blood and Christ. There is no other name on earth in which you may get forgiveness of sins. Therefore, we pray in the name of Jesus. And there is no forgiveness of sins without shedding of blood. This is directly from the Bible. And therefore, this stupid short sermon, precious sermon, is that one may believe his sins forgiven in the name and blood of Jesus. This is not a formal happening, but because that one whose ears God hasn't opened cannot hear this word. God works without our knowledge. God may open for that kind who has been believer and has given up to remember what is the love of mom. What is this engaged bride who has more children than that who has man? This tells why Mary had to give birth before he had gone his engagement time. He got embarrassed. Therefore, the Virgin gives birth. This dear congregation, Mom, which is here on earth, it's a new Jerusalem set down from heaven on earth. On the lap will born a child who perhaps has to be shaved, as bear. The Word of God says that who has was born again, who is not born of water and spirit, he cannot come into the kingdom of God. This water is from the eternal river from Eden through the mouth of weak servants. It can wash all sin away. And I want to say that unto you, all listeners of the Word, this is sure that everyone may believe. You can believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. Sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. All the sins you may believe, forgiven . This is like this, that all the sins are forgiven. Believe in security. There's a well beside of you. As Jesus said, that if you are drinking that natural water, you are thirsty again. But that water which I give unto you, this water becomes in you to be a well of eternal water, which flows into the everlasting life. So this Word of God, I thought this morning, this, that I have some kind of a map of this, but I haven't looked at it at that. But I have promised to carry those matters which come unto my mind if God doesn't open his Word. But if God opens his Word, I have no part in that, only that I can speak. I ask of you, dear ones, may I believe all my sins forgiven. I want to believe. And I say that we pray on behalf of you, that even as weak ones, that you, whom God has given to help us, come to help us. Let's remain believing. In Jesus' name, Amen.